Hi, my name is Jay. I'm the CEO of Nimble, an award-winning industrial design studio. This week, we'll be answering a core question. I have an idea for a product. Do you know how to approach designers for help on the design? So the real question on how do you work with an industrial designer to get the most out of the process or the industrial design process is to understand what your business goals are and how they're aligned with the industrial design process. And there's many approaches that you can work with an industrial designer. However, the best way is to have and provide the designer as much information as you can through a design brief. Usually that's like a PDF or Word document where you have images, brand, problem, solution, competitor analysis, various design moods, and the more information and data that you provide an industrial designer, the more likely it is that they'll obtain a solution that's aligned with what you're looking for. But more importantly, it's actually having a problem clearly defined. A problem that's clearly defined is a problem half solved. Addition to that, another question you'd want to answer is whether the problem you are solving is a problem that the market is willing to pay for the solution. Some ways to see if they're willing to pay for it is to do a competitor analysis, read reviews and testimonials, for example, on Amazon. Another way is to go on forums and to see what people are doing to solve the problem themselves. If you can see they're modifying, they're designing their own things to solve the issue, then you understand that there is a level of demand for a solution. So coming back to the question, I have an idea for a product. Do you know how to approach designers for help on the design? Again, it comes back to those previous questions that I've just answered. Understanding what your minimum viable product is, abbreviated MVP, you've probably heard that many times, but really understanding what the core set of features are and at what the minimum requirements are of your product that early adopters will purchase the product. The second element is really to go to manufacturers before going into design and asking them various questions. So for example, we want to develop this product, this is our idea, and you could, depending on the complexity of the product and how unique the product is, you could use competitors and say, look, we're looking to develop a similar product like this, this, and this. You know, what would the MOQ be? What would the tooling cost be? Maybe not for your product, but at least for your competitor's product. And you can then see what business model that you need to go to the next level. So for example, are you going to go on Kickstarter? Are you going to crowdfund? Are you going to go directly to Amazon? Are you going to launch your own Shopify website and start to do Facebook adverts? So it really depends, and you could all do all three. It really depends on what your business goals are and what revenue you're seeking. So to reiterate, it's to be data driven and also have an intuition on the product that you're bringing out. But the more data that you give to a designer, the more likely it is that they'll come up with multiple design ideas. Now, at Nimble, we do something called discovery. Regardless of whether you give us a design brief or not, it's an initial requirement to do diagnostics. And diagnostics isn't just to understand the product idea, but it's to understand your constraints, the business constraints. Where are you in your business? Is this an existing business that's already selling products? Is this a product line that you're upgrading? Are you a startup? And to understand your current constraints, whether that's capital, expertise, have you ever bought a product to market? All these questions really allow us to understand where you are and to understand that you may need more guidance and more hand-holding during the process of getting your product idea from concept to manufacture and then to market. But coming back to the manufacturing, I think understanding the tooling costs, what BOM is, bill of materials, maybe understanding, is it possible to use existing parts that are already manufactured rather than reinventing or redoing something that's already existing on the market, as usually you'll be able to buy those at a cheaper price and you won't need to do any tooling or have an MOQ because you can just get them off the shelf. They're already there. If you need 100, 200, 300, they're already there. But understanding what the MOQ is, bill of material, the costs for tooling before going into design, I believe can really help you understand how viable your business is from a perspective that design does not consider. So the industrial design process does not consider that until maybe the end. However, I believe that it should be in the diagnostics phase, and that's how we say it out. So what we do is from the diagnostics is we question you and dive deep into understanding what your product is, what it's about, the problem, is it clearly defined? Does it have some market alignment? Can we see maybe other products being launched on Kickstarter that are in that similar realm? And then we start delving into creating a document known as a product design specification, aka PDS. And it's a document that goes from, so some of the elements in the product design specification is, for example, expected product performance requirements, operational requirements, depending on the product speed, product power requirements, product shelf life, product service life, expected product service environment, what is the operating temperature range for this product, what is the operating humidity range, and it just goes on and on. Expected product aesthetics, we can do under that something known as psychoaesthetics. I believe psychoaesthetics needs a whole show on it, and probably most likely on a platform like YouTube, as I'll need to showcase to you more visuals to explain how psychoaesthetics works. But that's what a product design specification is. And then from there, we collectively work with you and predominantly probably also the manufacturers, or we liaise with manufacturers and go back, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? So again, we're not really going into design. We're staying in the diagnostic phase and creating a bespoke, tailored solution to the approach in designing that specific product. So for example, if you go to the doctors, they generally do diagnostics. They take blood tests, they take samples, hormone samples, and then from there, they create you a bespoke plan on how to heal yourself through medication. It's not one fit for everyone. So it's absolutely crucial to develop a product design specification. And generally, I class it as an initial product design specification, because the initial product design specification is created for the specific business goal that your intentions are. What are those intentions? So those intentions, for example, could be a Kickstarter for crowdfunding. So you might not necessarily need to make a fully functional prototype. However, you might be able to get to a beta level where it's not 100%. Showcase your idea to that platform. If you gain success and you get the funding that's required, you then go to the next level where you're further developing specific attributes and specific elements to the product that now require the capital to be spent on specific elements. That, for example, an IoT device, you have the hardware and the software. Maybe you do a lot of the hardware and you just showcase to early adopters how it will work, what it will do. However, you need funding to do all the software and to get it absolutely functioning the way you want. Coming back to the original question, the way that you should work with designers is providing them with as much data as possible and giving them data-driven data rather than just giving them assumptions. So when you have an idea, it's an assumption. It's in our interest at Nimble to verify and validate that assumption without going into full-fledged industrial design until we have a little bit more clarity in how to approach the design process for that specific product, because every physical product requires a different approach. For example, some may need more prototyping, some may need less prototyping. It all depends on the complexity of the product, whether there's electronics involved, whether there's different types of materials, maybe you're using composite materials. So again, it really, really depends on the idea and what it is that you're trying to solve. So I'm going to wrap this podcast up. Next week, we'll be discussing prototyping. Subscribe to us wherever you're listening to this. Once again, my name is Jay. I'm the CEO and founder of Nimble, an award-winning industrial design studio. If you have any questions, just send us a message, nimble.com. That's N-I-M-B-L-E.com. bhl.com/contact. Thank you. Thanks.